back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettey along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long, and it's our Pick 6 segment. So, Charlie, I'm going to throw it to you.
Last week is incomplete, gentlemen. We still have the two college football playoff matchups, the Orange Bowl and the Cotton Bowl, to be decided tomorrow and Friday. However, our NFL picks, no bueno. No bueno, gentlemen. I went 1-3 in NFL picks. The Lions saved me, thankfully. Mike, 0-4. Bobby, 0-4. Steve, 1-3. Woof.
Yikes.
Yeah, no, the Cincinnati Bengals, 2.5. The half point really hooked us.
I'll be damned.
The Falcons obviously did not work out. Man, that defense for Atlanta is pooty. The Buccaneers did not work out either. The Lions saved me and Steve in the end. The Vikings did not save you or Bobby, Mike. So we still have to figure out what's going to happen. Just rehashing the Orange Bowl picks. I have Notre Dame. Mike, you have Notre Dame. Bobby's got Penn State. Steve, you got Notre Dame as well. And for the Cotton Bowl on Friday, all of us have Ohio State, -6, which makes sense. They look like the best team in college football. So we're going to do... I don't have the records complete just yet because we'll wait on those two games, but we'll do the NFL wildcard round picks right now, guys. I got Bobby's picks ready to go. We're going to start off, go chronological order, starting Saturday, January 11th. In the AFC, the 5-seeded Chargers, 2.5-point favorites at the 4-seeded Texans. That line's moved up to 3, but when I did this, it was 2.5, so we do have the half point to go with. Bobby's got the Chargers, and I agree with him. What do you guys got?
Me too. Chargers.
Yeah, I'm going with the Bolts as well, gentlemen. That's not a good sign here. Just don't like the way the Texans really have been playing this entire season. They did make the postseason, obviously, but haven't been impressed with what we've been seeing, and I just like the way Harbaugh's got these Chargers rolling right now. So give me Herbert and the Bolts.
And it doesn't really matter because if we get a push, I give us a win. But the half point is very nice to work with here. If the Chargers win by 3, then that win's clean. Moving on, guys. This was the game that I asked Brad Evans about. I was a little bit intrigued by it. The Steelers, the 6-seed in the AFC at the 3-seeded Ravens, also Saturday night. Baltimore, 9.5-point favorites at home over their divisional rival. Bobby's got the Steelers, and I think I agree with him. I know the Ravens beat the Steelers team by 17 points just a couple weeks back. The Steelers are on a 4-game losing streak entering the postseason. But something tells me these divisional grudge matches in the postseason, I'll go with the underdog Steelers. I'm not going to pick them to win outright. But this is maybe a touchdown, if not a field goal type of game. I don't think it's a 10-point game.
I'll go with the Ravens. I just think that, man, I don't know about the Steelers offensively. And if they get Derrick Henry cranking, it'd be a long day. I've got to swallow this one hard, but I'm going to go with Baltimore.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, I'm with Mike as well. I don't like that 9.5. But to me, the Ravens are the far superior squad over the Steelers. And yeah, run, Derek, run. I think they end up getting a double-digit victory.
Man, George Pickens looked bad in that finale against Cincinnati, guys. Like, they have to get him going if they want any shot to keep this game close. So, but I will take the Steelers in this one. I don't feel great about it, but I wouldn't feel great about taking the Ravens either. This is the weirdest line of the week for me by far. Moving on, guys, we got a Sunday triple header starting with the 7-seeded Broncos in the AFC at the 2-seeded Bills. This line's also moved, but currently we have the Bills -8.5 in Buffalo. Bobby's got the Bills covering that 8.5-point spread. What you got?
Yeah,
Bills.
I'm going Buffalo, too. I think they roll the Denver Broncos in this one.
They're playing with house money, though, Denver. They are playing with house money now. And you got Sean, who's been there, done that.
I want to take the Broncos. I really do.
Okay, so that's who you take?
I'll take the Broncos.
And Bo Nix, you trust?
And Bo Nix, I trust. And Sean Payton, I trust. And then that Broncos defense, I trust. Give me the Broncos to keep this relatively close. Maybe the Bills kind of push it away late, which could very well happen.
You know what I'm scared of for the Broncos?
Getting hit early?
They get hit early with the tsunami.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's fair. But I think 8.5 points, it's a little bit too much. I think a lot of these games are going to be very close, which I'm looking forward to this weekend. Broncos +8.5. I'll make that play, and I'll probably lose, but we'll see what happens. Up next, guys, we got the NFC matchups. The 7-seeded Packers at the 2-seeded Eagles, Philadelphia, 4.5-point favorites.
I'm going to take the Packers. I think the Eagles win. But I look at this game. I'm similar to Brad. I think this may be a field goal game. Man, do you trust Nick Sirianni?
Nope.
Okay, Steve, you trust him more than anybody because you're an Eagles fan. But, man, and I think the Eagles are the more talented team.
Right,
I really
definitely do.
But, man, he's had a tendency to kind of try to mess things up on a real talented team.
For me, I'm going to go Philly. Just 4.5 for me. I don't like that Jordan Love is banged up. So fly, Eagles, fly, and I think they roll it home.
I'm taking the Packers as well, Mike. I'm with you on this one. I think they keep it close and maybe potentially I don't want to guarantee it by any stretch of the imagination. Pull off an upset here. I will take the Packers plus 4.5. I think it's going to be a very fun matchup in the first round of the playoffs. Bobby's got the Eagles. I don't know if I said that. So it's a split decision here. Mike, you and I got the Packers. Bobby and Steve have the Eagles. Moving on, we have the 6-seeded Commanders at the 3-seeded Buccaneers. Tampa Bay, 3-point favorites at home on Sunday Night Football, guys.
And Jade Natras.
I'm right there
Commanders.
With you,
Commanders.
The Commies.
Yeah, I'm leaning back and forth here, but I'm going to go with the home squad, the Buccaneers, giving the 3, and I'll trust Baker Mayfield in this matchup. And Mike Evans, you know, they got a run game going there as well, too. I think Jaden will be phenomenal, but maybe the youngster, it's a little too bright for him on the playoff stage, even though he's been there, done that before. Yeah, I know. I'm like just Jaden. Trying to make any kind of excuse here.
I like Jaden versus that Bucs defense, guys.
They don't get a lot of pass rush.
They don't get,
you saw it against the Saints.
That is, and Mike, we'll talk about it more as the NFL draft gets closer.
I'm just they need about a rusher.
The number one need on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers roster for the 2025 rusher. Draft is edge rusher.
Yeah, I'm worried about the Commanders' weapons, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I got the Commies plus 3. So does Bobby. Mike, you got Commanders. And Steve, you got the Buccaneers. So you're standing alone with Tampa Bay. I am making a grave error as I'm noticing while doing this, guys. I am taking all the road teams, which is very stupid of me. But, you know, it's a little bit too late to make a change there. Finally, guys, we got Monday Night Football, the 5-seeded Vikings, 1.5-point favorites at the 4-seeded Rams.
You know what? I'm a go with McVay and the Rams. I'll go with the home team. The Vikings secondary, I think, is where if they can protect Matt Stafford, they're going to do some business. They're going to do some business there. And, again, that first game, they had a really good game plan against Minnesota.
I think this Rams squad can cause some trouble in these playoffs. You got a coach.
I wouldn't want to play them.
No, you got a coach, quarterback that's been there, done that before. And to me, I didn't like what we saw from Sam Bradford in that last game. Sam Darnold in that last game. It kind of
looked like Sam Bradford.
Yeah, he did.
Right. So, give me the Rams here at home and getting points.
Dang, I thought I was going to get one on y'all here. I feel really good about the Rams in this game, and I'll tell you why. What you saw on Sunday Night Football, and we talked with Schlereth about this yesterday, Mike, and he made a great point. The amount of pressure that they got on Sam Darnold in that game, the Detroit Lions front. What's the strength of the Rams defense? Their pressure. Defensive front. Jared Verse has been awesome. Braden Fisk has been awesome. They got all these young pieces up front. Kobe Turner getting after the passer. Give me the Rams defense to make Sam Darnold uncomfortable in this Vikings offensive line will not be able to hold up. I'm going with the Rams, and I agree with Brad. I think by the time this comes around and we get to, you know, Monday Night Football, maybe the Rams might be favored in this game. It could flip-flop. It's kind of a pick-em right now, and it's going to end up being a pick-em. But give me the Rams in this matchup. Bobby's got the Vikings, so he's standing alone with this one. Steve, Mike, myself, we all pick the Rams.
Man, that's good. If we all end up picking the same one, you know it's
you
trouble.
You know it's going to be a screw-up. Right. But you know what's the crazy part of that? And I watched the Rams defensively, and I saw his grandpa coach, Chris Shula. Wow. Is the defensive coordinator of the L.A. Rams. Now, he gets overshadowed because of all that, you know, McVay kind of tree on offense. But the grandson of the legendary Don Shula is running the defense for the Rams.
And I'm telling you guys, that defensive front for the Rams is for real. And just based off of what we saw when Sam Darnold got pressured by the Lions defensive front, he starts missing throws, and when he misses them, he misses high. And if he throws a couple of those lollipops up and you get picked off, give the Rams offense a couple extra possessions, you know, that Rams strength, and Brad also made this great point, the Rams strength on offense, you know, those wide receivers against that secondary of the Vikings, it feels like the matchups, despite Minnesota's fantastic 14-3 year, Kevin O'Connell's going to win Coach of the Year. I'm not taking anything away from what they've done this season. It feels like this is a bad matchup for them.
You know what it reminds me a little bit of? When Bob and I made the playoffs for the first time in 87, and they got crushed by the Vikings in that opening round of the playoffs, and the Vikings were clearly the better team. And the Saints, man, you could see once it came apart, man, it came apart quick that year.
So is Chargers-Texans the only one we have all the same?
Yes,
because
I'm being really dumb and picking the Broncos. But in Sean, I trust. Just keep it close, Sean. That's all I'm asking. You don't need to win. I'm not expecting you to win, but just make it like a touchdown game or something.